Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Reese. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." And he said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. In this parable Jesus tells, his overarching admonition is this: be like Lazarus. Do not be like the rich man. Now, our temptation is to think, of course, love God with all your being and love your neighbor as yourself. This is a basic lesson on which we were raised. Our temptation is to assume that we are already striving to live out these two great commandments and that we honor the admonishment to resist covetousness and the love of worldly wealth. But our temptations to believe this of ourselves are self-righteous assumptions which dismiss the words of Jesus as being unnecessary for us. Dismissing the word of Christ is the first step toward unbelief. As part of the refrain goes in one of my favorite Rich Mullins songs, "The stuff of earth competes for the allegiance I owe only to the giver of all good things." Jesus tells this parable not just to the Pharisees, but to you and to me, because the love of money is the root of all evil, and your sinful flesh still clings to you. Be like Lazarus, don't be like the rich man. And if we think we are not like the rich man, we need to look again. One doesn't need to have everything to be stingy. Your wealth, your time, your abilities, they might seem like crumbs to you, but crumbs were all that poor Lazarus wanted. Your crumbs were given to you for your benefit and also for you to share with those around you. And those God-given crumbs, they are more than you know. Be like Lazarus. Don't be like the rich man. It is important to see that Lazarus did nothing for himself. Even his wounds were tended to by dogs. Luther's last known words were, "Wir sind alle Bettler." We are all beggars. Poor Lazarus, who lacked for everything of this world, had nothing of this world in which he could trust. He had only a promise yet to be fulfilled, given by God. He could fear, love, and trust in nothing else. Repentant faith acknowledges this truth, that of ourselves we are and we have nothing. And repentant faith grasps hold of the same promise to which Lazarus had no other option but to cling. Lazarus had and did and was nothing of himself. and he was carried by angels to the nearer presence of God. God grant us all this repentant faith. No matter how much worldly treasure blesses us, God grant us the treasure in heaven which is ours by repentance for sin and ours by trust in Christ for us. Therefore, approach your Father in heaven without fear, in prayer, knowing that he hears you. He speaks to you in his word, and you hear his voice. He forgives your sins in the holy absolution, and he joins you to himself anew in holy communion. For he gives all of us beggars what we desperately long for: release from our sins, communion with him, and a foretaste of the feast and the victory to come. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. O God, you are the strength of all who trust in you, and without your aid, we can do no good thing. Grant us the help of your grace, that we may please you in both will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.